JW, radio check.
JW, Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Lima Charlie, over.
X-ray 4, Lima Mike Charlie, W4D JW. I just installed this radio in the truck. It's portable, so I can snap it in and snap it out. Just wondering if it's working or not.
This is KX4YM, Scott here.
Okay, Scott. Well, I appreciate it. I don't know much. It looks like I'm transmitting high power. Got to figure out. Let me lower the power and see if it still works. Or is that still good?
Very little, if any, change in your signal into the repeater.
I'll be right there. Thank you very much. I did what Tom told me to do. I got off the wallet and put a radio in the truck instead of using the handheld. Anyway, Scott, appreciate you coming back to me. W4DJW. I'll be clear after you.
KX4YM, clear, standing by.
KX4YM, KM4, RGX.
KX4YM, how you doing tonight there, Greer?
Good to hear from you. You remember that prime rib that I was going to put on the egg? Let me just tell you, it turned out fabulous.
Was wondering about that. Nothing better than a good prime rib.
It did. I put it on and let it cook for about 2.5 hours, and it was just like medium rare. It was great.
Did you really like your egg?
Actually, the darn thing holds temperature like you wouldn't believe. I've had it for a couple of years, and you know, it's got to be one of the things you can't rush and don't go out and cook a quick meal on it. But unless you put I've cooked a steak on it at 700 degrees, and in 10 minutes, man, you're done.
Yeah, my son's got one, and he loves it, but he just says he got one that was too small. That was his only gripe about it. But I've looked at them, but I just hemming and hawing. I keep repairing the darn Weber I got.
Do keep a gas grill here at the house, and so I mean, you can't beat it because you can go out there, throw something on it, quick, simple, in and out, no time. But if you really want something that's going to do you some good, buddy, the egg does a great job.
Did you have horseradish with your prime rib?
Well, I took a little bit of horseradish with some sour cream and a little bit of Worcestershire, mixed it together.
That'll work well. Good job.
Son, grandson were over here. I filled them up, and now they've gone home, so it's got kind of quiet. And I told Lynn a little bit ago, I said, yep, after this day, I'll be asleep here in about an hour.
The hockey game's on tonight, so guess where I'm at.
Smoke shack for right now because the radio's not quite in there yet.
10 feet from the door, that's kind of close.
I hear you. As a matter of fact, I was just sitting here going over some of these YouTube videos from that general class. I'm still working on one of those and trying to get my way through them.
Depending on how you learn, that's one of the best ways. I read it, went to the classes and watched the extra videos, and then reread the stuff before each class. And he's pretty thorough in his class.
Yeah, I did read the chapter before I started watching the videos. I'm hoping that reading it, if I don't understand it, that the videos will kind of explain it.
The caution on is to make sure you got the right version of the book. They just updated one, and I'm not sure which one.
It was updated about a year ago, I think, but yeah, I'm in the right one. I did make sure of that before I even started.
Yeah. They update the curriculum all the time. I just hate to see them take stuff out of there. I'd rather have them add extra stuff, if you know what I mean.
paint. I still have the book the prior to the one I got now, and there's probably not enough change to, you know, to buy the new book, but I went ahead and did it anyway. You know, I'll just keep it in my library and just keep it going. But, I'm going to continue on these little videos. I got about another 45 minutes left on this one, and I won't be able to do any more because it'll be done putting me to sleep.
One or two videos a day is about my limit for those things. You can just get brain freeze after a while.
I mean, but he does do a really good job, man, explaining. The one I got now is the one that, one of the ones Dave has done, and, you know, he does a really good job explaining. Makes me understand it, I guess.
Mary talked into taking the class, too. I think she wanted to anyway. But, yeah, she's going to go for it. And if she gets her general, that's going to be a heck of a lot easier to buy new radios.
Yeah, I don't have that problem over here. I just, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. Yeah, I'm going to push her a little bit, too, because maybe if you get some extra radios, then I can play, too.
Well, could they come on over anyway? Yeah, I'm getting real close. I'm laying out wire right now to cut for that Envis.
Yep, all you got to do is yell. I'll, you know, always glad to help. But it's KM4RGX for identification.
Probably need help poking it up because it ties off from the top. It's only 15 feet tall. So when I get it ready to poke up in the air, it'll definitely be an afternoon job. And you can count on me being, or me calling you. KX4YM for ID.
Not only that, even if I had to, heights don't bother me either, so I can do that as well. Don't do it as fast as I used to, but, you know, I turtle through it.
I know you do that, man. That's a very good skill to have.
Buddy, well, I'm going to let you get back to your game, and I'm going to finish this. I'm going to try to get through the rest of this course. But if you come up with something, you can yell at me. I'll be right here for at least another 45. But I'll let you go, and I will talk to you after a while. KM4RGX, and I'll just be standing by while I'm going through my class.
From Kilo X-Ray 4 Yankee Mike. Okay, sir, good night, be safe, and we'll yak at you sooner or later. Out.